Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Akhbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the following story. A man from Bani Israel, despite having repented previously, committed adultery and then went into a river to do ghusl. When he was inside the water, he heard the river call out, "Are you not ashamed of yourself? Did you not repent and promise never to do this again?" When the man heard the voice, he began to tremble with fear and run away from the river. And as he ran, he was saying to himself, "From this day on, I will never disobey Allah Azza wa Jal." He kept on running in a state of tears out of shame until he reached a mountain where he saw 12 pious men engaged in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and decided to join them. After some time, the men faced a famine, and so they decided to set out towards the city in search for food. As they walked, they approached the same river. The man began to tremble with fear and said, "I cannot walk towards that river. There is someone there who is aware of my sins. I will be ashamed to confront him again." He stopped, but the 12 men proceeded towards the river. As they approached, they heard the water call out, "O righteous people, where is your companion?" They replied, "He says there is someone here who knows his sins and that he feels ashamed to confront him." The river spoke again, "Subhanallah, if someone dear to you injures you, but then regrets his action and asks you to forgive him and abandons his evil habit, will you not reconcile with him? Your companion has repented and engaged himself in acts of piety. Therefore, he has reconciled with his Creator Azza wa Jal. Bring him with you, and all of you worship at the side of this river." They gave their companion the glad tidings, the glad news, and then remained at the river, where they spent their time worshipping their Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. When the man died, the river spoke, "O righteous people, give him ghusl with my water, and bury him alongside me, so that he is resurrected from this very place on the day of judgment." They did as they were told. That night, they worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, whenever they went to sleep, when they went to sleep near the man's grave, they had intended to proceed further and leave the following morning. But when they woke, they saw 12 cypress trees around the grave and realized that they had been created for them by Allah Azza wa Jal, and that He wanted them to remain where they were and live under their shade. So they worshipped there for the rest of their lives. Whenever one of them would die, he would be buried beside the grave of the repenter. And thus all of them passed away one by one, and the people of Bani Israel used to visit their blessed tombs for blessings. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us for their sakes.